Okay. Hello.
Friday, and then during the whole show for a week, or you thank you for the Lord, the truly thank you for the little blessing, and he continues to hold for us, Lord. We need to watch the Lord, and we thank you for his grandma that he shared today. But we come to thank you for the sweet Lord, show up by the whole today, Lord, and thank you that we've listened to Jeremy, Father. We pray for them.
Okay. Okay. Now, the question posed to the group tonight is, what do you think is the greatest miracle in the whole Bible? What do you think is the greatest miracle? Now, of course, in answering a question like that, there can't be a right and wrong answer.
Okay, all right.
But I just want to we the question is, what do you think is the greatest miracle in the Bible, and why? And
Okay.
why? That is the question.
That's what it says there.
That is the question.
I had two that I thought of, but I only wrote down one.
Yeah, well, that's all we want is one, and if we have time, we can always go back and add, but let's look at that. So without any further ado, anybody that wants to start, feel free. Feel free.
Well, I think the greatest miracle in the Bible is when,
Where is it? You got to tell us where it
oh
is.
yeah, oh it's in Luke 1:26 through I guess 30 stops right here. 30, 34 maybe.
Well,
But
maybe.
it's 1:26 and 28 being the main focus one.
Okay, good.
You said
So
Luke.
the whole go
Luke
ahead.
1, 26 through 28, I think. Yeah. 28 being the main verse.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, there. So I said, well, I think the greatest miracle is when Mary, who was a virgin, carrying Jesus, the Messiah, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, read the verse you're coming from. Yeah, just
Oh,
read it
okay.
for them.
All righty. Here we go. 26 through 28. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused. Espoused, I'm reading in the dark, to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, the whole troubled at his she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind that manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. I think I stopped at 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man. Okay, I could read on, but I think I did stop at 34. And do you think I should read on?
No, you told us
Okay.
26 to 28.
Yeah, that's the main
But it's all
one.
right.
That,
I see. You know.
okay.
You need. Yeah.
Okay,
Okay.
if I.
But you. Yeah. You. I think you read enough. So
Okay.
what? So what is the miracle here?
She is a Christ. Being pregnant is the miracle,
Being
and with
pregnant.
not being with a man.
All right, now see, start all over and tell us what the miracle is again.
The miracle is a virgin being pregnant without having sex then.
Okay,
Okay.
all right.
Okay. All right then.
Okay.
And what else is the and why? And
Yeah, why do
why?
you think this is the greatest miracle?
The greatest one for her being pregnant and going to give birth to our Savior, the Messiah, what way did I write this down? Him being born to die for our sins. Yeah, shedding his blood for our sins.
Okay.
I should throw some more in there. Let me see what else
Now,
I wrote
you
down.
say what you're going to say.
Okay, I just write something down instead. Yeah. By Angel Gabriel, a message coming to her by and during her 6 month. Yeah, he came to her and let her know that
You've said
she's
it.
going to
You've said
be
it. You've said
okay, Karen. Okay.
it. Anybody
Okie
want to
dokie.
comment on that or piggyback on that or what?
Yeah, I think that's a I just had Luke 1:35, but I had another scripture too.
You
I can't
you're
hear.
talking about the same passage that she's talking about?
Yeah, I had that also, but I have another one too.
But the question I hear right now, does anybody want to comment on what Peters has brought for? Any comment on that? Now she's saying that the she thinks this is the greatest miracle because one, you have a virgin who's having a child. You know, that in and of itself is a miracle. And two, that child being the
She's the
Lord Jesus
Messiah.
Christ, you know, without that happening, it'd be hard for us even being here.
Exactly. Yes. I didn't put
It's a
that.
good argument. It's a good argument. A good point. A good point. Yes.
Yes,
Yes. Okay.
it is. Okay,
Yes.
I have.
Yeah, go ahead.
The greatest miracle I thought of was at the beginning in Genesis 1.
Okay, Genesis 1. Okay.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
I give us a chance to get there now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's basically like the whole first ch that whole first chapter
Okay.
of God creating the earth. If it had not been for him creating the earth, it wouldn't be no us. So to
Okay.
me, it's a miracle. It's a miracle on how he did it.
Okay. Well, yes, okay. I mean, you said the key when you said create. Create means, you know, there was
To
nothing,
make.
then all of a sudden there's something.
Yes.
That's create. Man is not does not have the ability to create anything.
Yes.
Say that, but no, how can you create anything from something that's already there? You make it, you can form it, you can make it, you can shape it, but no, it's like saying I created a sand castle. Well, you built the sand castle, you made it, there's no question about that. But you used sand, which was already here. But there we it's hard for us to conceive that there was nothing and God created, made something. That's just that concept alone is phenomenal.
Yes,
You know, that's like you open up your hand and all of a sudden, boom, there's something there. You know?
He did a lot of miracles in that chapter and in the second chapter also. made Adam and Eve, and
Well,
they.
we're only dealing with one.
Okay, sorry.
I found a few miracles too.
See, we're looking for
Not in here,
what you think is
but
the
some other.
greatest. If it's the
Oh,
greatest, there is no other greatest. If you pick the
yeah, ain't
greatest,
that
there's
something?
no other greatest.
Oh, ain't that something?
Yeah, that's why,
But
remember, as we
okay,
always say, deal with the question. It
deal
can't
with the
be two
question.
greatest. It can't be a
No.
tie.
Oh, dear goodness. Well, that's something, ain't it? That's really something. To have different people's opinion of what is greatest that they see a miracle.
And the reason why.
And the
And
reason why you're saying what you say.
both of them are a good reason. I mean, if there were there, there was no
If he was
Jesus,
not born, right, would
none
he
of
be
this.
able to, would he even be able to create if he was not born?
Well, his being born, he was, we know that was being born, a man,
That was
as a man.
prophesied.
He was already here. Jesus has always been here.
Okay.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and
Oh,
the Word was with God. So he's always been here.
okay.
But
All
then
right.
to go ahead and create the earth, I mean, without that being done, none of this, we're not here.
We don't
None
even
of it.
exist. We wouldn't exist. Right.
So these are good. These are
What
good.
else?
Yeah, these are both good examples why you would think that this is the greatest miracle.
Okay, what other one did I?
Both good arguments. Both good arguments. I had not even looked at him from that position myself. I think the greatest miracle. Let me give you where it's found so you can go there. We just talked about this. Okay. You find it in Matthew 28th chapter. And I would say the fifth and the sixth verse. Matthew, the 28th chapter, the fifth and the sixth verse.
Okay.
And there you'll find these words. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has
Oh, okay.
risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. He is not here. He is risen." I mean, I think that the greatest miracle in the Bible is the resurrection of Jesus.
Okay.
Because we can say without the resurrection of Jesus, yeah, there's things that could not have happened, but the key thing is his resurrection kind of cemented everything that he said on earth. He said, yes, he was going to leave here. Yes, he said he was going to be crucified. He said he was going to die. He also said that he was going to rise again in 3 days. And he did. As we go on and see after he is risen, we see where he spent 40 over 40 days, with folks, and how he was seen by hundreds of people. So it is witnesses that can testify to having seen him, having been in his company, and all of that. And that like cements everything that he taught, everything it is about. And if we took it from the resurrection, yes. But like I said, these are all good, valid arguments, good points. Yeah, well, yeah, but if he, if there was no earth, Jesus wouldn't have been there. It would have been because it wouldn't no place for him to come to, just good for us. Because again, if you don't create, if Eve doesn't do what she does, become the vessel that she did, then we still wouldn't be here. Jesus would not have been here. And we would not So we can look at all these different events. The beginning of events, maybe what Cameron shared, is the beginning of the event. Without Earth, none of this, I mean, none of this, nothing, none of this takes place. None of this happens. So
Okay.
just creating Earth itself. Wow, that miracle. That miracle. And then for Jesus to come and die for the inhabitants of this very self same earth, and to do it in the manner that he did, to come through a woman, a virgin woman. That in and of itself, I mean, it's just like a few miracles taking place right there in that event. So yes, and as Peaches brought out, which is a very good point. It's amazing how you can get different people what they think was the greatest miracle for them to yes. And we can see the importance when they tell us why. When you share with us why, we can see, yeah, it's a good argument there. Why you would say that that is the greatest. All of these are good. Like we said from the beginning, there's no right, wrong here. Somebody might turn around and say, feeding 5,000 people, not even counting the women and children, with just a couple of loaves and fishes.
Yeah,
That was
that
the
was a
best.
miracle.
Yeah,
Yeah,
then some
that's
might say that's the greatest miracle. There's so many arguments. Some people might say the rapture of the church might be the greatest miracle. How everybody that's saved and been saved is going to be caught up, to meet God in the air. How could that happen? People riding in their cars, disappearing, cars crashing, and the babies in the maternity wards and all gone, gone, and all this happening. Wow. That could fall. Some might say that could be the greatest miracle. And you're not wrong. You're not wrong. When you make your arguments for that. And this is what we're trying to get us to understand. Yes, Naomi, you raise your hand.
Yeah, I was because I had the birth of Mary being getting pregnant too. But another one that I like is when the Lord made the sun stand still.
Right, where we at?
Joshua 10, 12, and 13.
All
Then
right,
spake Joshua.
Joshua.
10, 12,
Ten
and 13.
chapter.
12 and 13.
Verse. Okay.
All right.
Then Joshua then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered upon the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies.
Okay.
Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hastened not to go down about a whole day.
All right.
So that's amazing because like for the sun to just stay in its place and the moon to stay in its place and not do what they're supposed to do and you just pause it. I can't imagine you just pausing the sun and just telling it to stay in its place.
There's a few stories, but one that stands in my mind about this is that how, and this was written in the newspaper. Matter of fact, I had it for years. I don't think I still have it. I'd have to look, but I don't think I still have it. But and I think in NASA they were programming, satellites, and it's very important because you just can't put a satellite up there in space and let it go in its orbit because it may wind up going into orbit and crashing into something. You have to really calculate the orbit, how long it's going to be, traveling in that circle, and is anything else going to possibly in its orbit wind up crashing with it? That's very important. And they were calculating And in their calculations, I'm not going to try to, I can't even remember the whole story. This was years ago. It was a problem. How they, the calculations didn't add up. And one of the people that was in the group, these scientists, they said they remember a story in the Bible about this story. It's more than one, because also when the Lord had the shadow go backwards, and then when the shadow went forward, and the other stories, but this one I remember. And he said, when we put in that time in the computers and had to calculate, then they were able to get a true orbit, a true way to put that orbit in, because that they had to account for that time. In regular time, it didn't make sense until they added that time when this took place. So yes, it was just the key thing that we it was big at that time is how scientists had to use, what happened in the scripture to come up with a scientific solution to a problem. I mean, when you think about that, I mean, you throw something up in the air now, you said it's gonna, you got a balloon that's gonna float all the way up. You float it and it's going up, a balloon or a kite, whatever. Then all of a sudden, an airplane comes flying by and bam, goes right into it. Because you did not take into account the flight pattern of that airplane. Well, these guys have to do the same thing with asteroids and stars and stuff that have an orbit in space to make sure that they don't turn around and crash into the satellite they're putting up there. So they had to figure, they have to calculate the time, all of these different calculations. And they used a passage from the scripture to help them, this passage to help them calculate the true orbit. It's something. But that's the key that we wanted to look at this evening. Just out of curiosity, we got three different examples, four different examples, rather, of people who think what they think are the greatest miracles in the Bible. And there's no wrong, like we said, there's no wrong answer. How in the world could literally thousands, probably at least hundreds, or thousands of people cross on dry land with Pharaoh coming behind him, cross the
Oh
Red Sea,
yes, that yeah, the
cross the Red
separation of
Sea on
them.
dry?
Yes.
All of these are grand, great miracles, and but to think, say what we think is the greatest is awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, it would sound good. Yeah, other ones I thought of too.
We're glad to see Alex join us. We're almost ready to come to a conclusion, because we've talked already about what what people think, what we think is the greatest miracle, found in the Bible. We, out of the four of us that were present, we actually have four different ones, and that's a miracle. Not a miracle, but that's amazing,
Oh,
amazing
amazing,
in itself.
yes.
I don't know if you had picked one or not, Alex. You're free to express it before we come to a close.
No, I didn't have one offhand. So I could come up with one, but I didn't have one come offhand, but it's okay.
Well, what we came up with is one, PG came up with the birth of Jesus to a virgin. That is it, considered that to be greatest miracle.
Nice.
Karen picked the creation when God created Earth.
That's what I was thinking, to be honest. That's what I was thinking
That's
offhand.
great, because without that, then without either one of those, we would not even be having this conversation. But without grief and herb, that yes, even Jesus would not have came here and walked among men, because there would have been nowhere to walk, and we wouldn't know where for him to walk in. So, yes, Naomi liked the idea of having the sun and the moon stop in Joshua, when he had the sun and the moon stand still.
Wow, that's a great one also. That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, and I was saying that I think the greatest miracle was the resurrection of Jesus. That kind of tied everything that Jesus, when he walked around and taught, that what he said he's going to do, that which he did, that, yes, they saw miracles, they saw healings, they saw all of that. But then
My
for
bad.
him to, they saw him die too.
And rise again.
But then to rise up and be seen by so many people, so many host of witnesses that watched, that saw him. And then let alone talk about what accomplished, you know, what Jesus accomplished being, you know, resurrected. That goes without saying. You know, so it was just amazing, as we were just saying, to see what any one person feels is the greatest miracle for them. Now, it would have been terrible for me to say, what is the greatest miracle? That would have been a horrible question to raise. But to simply say, what do you think is the greatest miracle? What do you think is the miracle? Like we said, there's no right and wrong answer. No right and wrong answer.
Good, it was
You know?
very good. Yes.
You know? Some, I mean,
Very interesting.
yeah. Some could even make an argument and say, well, I think raising Lazarus from the dead was the.
Yeah. 3 days.
This
He
man
was
was dead and should be stinking.
Oh dear. What, the blind to see, the crippled to walk, all these
Those
miracles
are
that,
nice. He said those are nice
yeah.
miracles. But what about going into a fiery furnace so hot that when the guys
Yeah,
went to the
yeah.
open the door to the furnace, they got burned to a crisp,
But yeah.
opening up the door. And then for them to walk around in there,
Yes.
not get
Wow.
burned. Clothes don't even smell like smoke. You know, and that was three of them put in there, but when they looked in there, they said,
You
wait a
saw
minute,
four.
they see four. Oh, that's an awesome miracle.
Yes, it is.
That's
Yes.
an awesome miracle. There's so many. So many.
Daniel not getting eaten by the lions.
Sure.
Yep, for
The fact that he
sure.
was able to sleep with them.
That's a lot of good ones. Then you got me thinking about the whole with the guy named who's in the big fish.
I was thinking that
Remember?
just now, Jonah in the belly of the whale.
When Naomi said that triggered me thinking about that for some
Yeah,
reason. Yeah.
he was in there for 3 days too, right?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's so many. So like we said, no, nobody to tell you, well, no, yeah, that ain't the greatest. You say, well, that's what I think is the greatest.
Yes, what I
You know.
think, yes.
You know. Awesome. Awesome answers. Awesome answers.
On the
I
other
agree.
side of what I put down there, I was also thinking, yes, of Jesus on the cross dying for us, shedding of his blood. So it goes along with what I did put down. I was picking which one of them the way to put it down.
Yeah, can you think of, I mean, can you just imagine just in that act alone, so many miraculous things. Just the idea of Jesus to do what he did on that cross.
Oh, it's horrible.
Can we even imagine the pain
No,
that he
no.
was going through?
I get a splinter. I'm hurting. I might need to go to the emergency. I get a splinter.
Back is bare. I don't mean just little cuts, bare. Can
Jeez.
you imagine bare? Blood, losing all that blood, and then got to stay up on that, like you say, on that splintery wooden cross. Just be with your back against bare
Oh my word.
bone, probably exposed.
Yes, it's horrible, horrible to think of that. You put me in the mind of in memories of I didn't never see it, the Passion of the Christ or
Yeah,
something
me
like
either.
that. I
I never
wouldn't.
wanted to see it.
I
Never.
did not. When I heard even on the news how was it nuns or somebody passing out in the movie theaters because to see their Christ being tortured like that. I heard it on the news. They like movie theaters that if it wasn't nuns, it was people. But I think it was nuns that passed out from seeing that horrible whooping that he took.
Goodness gracious.
Oh yeah, it's horrible.
I
It's
went
horrible.
to see, people was coming out crying and oh my
Yeah, I heard all of that.
oh my God, it was just
You saw it?
Yeah, I went to see it.
Oh, girl, no.
No, me either. I haven't seen it to this day.
I don't want to. I listen to other people, and that's enough for
one
me.
One time was enough for me. One time was enough.
Oh, my gosh. That was the thing. Everybody was going to see it, and then when I was hearing people's response, I was like, no, I don't want to see that. No. No, you know, I don't deal good with blood and stuff. No,
just reading it and just thinking about it.
That's
enough for me. I don't want to see this.
No, I don't. I don't. The your imagination going, you know, haywire.
And I've even heard from certain people. If you look and study the scripture from different doctors, they say what we saw on the screen was horrible. And that was not even the worst. That was not even what he went through. Was even worse than that.
My pastor always elaborate when we do Holy Communion. He goes through that, stand over it. Like he did enough to make you think of the cat of nine tails or whatever with glass and metal to it, and flesh being ripped from his body so bad that you couldn't tell if he was male or female.
Yeah,
and that was horrible right there to hear all of that, and the crown of 72 thorns, because the 72 stand for, which I don't remember because he said it, our sins or something. June, Pastor.
Well, Cotton? I have to go back, but I don't recall it being the number of thorns that was in the crown.
Yeah. He always say 72.
I don't recall that. Yeah. I don't remember that, but. With all of that going on, beaten, bruised, hair, can you imagine the hair
pulled from his face? Off,
just pulled from his face.
Yeah.
The word, the Bible said he was marred more than any other man.
Oh, my word, yes. Horrible.
Marred more than any other man. And yet, he could stop and go through his pain and suffering to make sure his mother was taken care of. To make sure that a sinner had the assurance
of going to paradise.
To do all that he did, and then when he finally said, hey, you know, it's finished. I did what I came here to do. Then, even before that, once he took care of everybody else, then they said, okay, I'm thirsty. He allowed his human side to come forth.
Yes.
To see his human side. Yes, I'm thirsty. Been up all these hours, lost all of his blood. Surely he must have been dehydrated. Oh, you know, so yes, it's horrible. And yet we see what he did not stop. His pain, his suffering didn't stop him from accomplishing the task that he came here to do. To show us that now with all that he went through, we put that in comparison to what pain, what sorrow, what troubles we have. Some of us, you know, think about some of the pain that we've been in. Oh man, I was in so much pain I couldn't even pray. He showed us, oh, you can be in pain and still pray. Father, Father, forgive them. That's a prayer.
Yes, it is.
In the pain that he was in, he could still pray.
Mm-hmm.
In the pain that he was in, he still didn't forsake his task. He came here to set souls free.
Yes, he did.
And he did that. And oh man. So yes, you know, so when we talk about the greatest miracle, I don't know. I don't know. How about walking through a crowd of people? You know, they all wanted to kill him, and but they walked right through him. They couldn't even find him. He walked right through right there. They couldn't even see him. It's so many miracles, so many.
Yes.
Like the song Reverend Barnes says, so many wonderful things about Jesus. So many wonderful things about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's a nice song too.
Yeah, so I don't know who can say, yeah, this is my miracle's greater than yours.
But they were all great in one form or another. Yeah, we're all great.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's what we wanted to look at today. Get a chance to see what everybody could come up with their own idea, with their own thoughts about about this is, and you did, and a great job, great. I mean, great one. Like I said, and everyone that y'all chose, my mindset didn't even take me down that road,
Oh,
personally. You know, just like yours may not have taken you down exactly where I went, but it's good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, that is a good thing. Any other questions, comments? Okay. Well, if there's no questions or comments, somebody want to close us out in prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this lesson that Pastor Cotton brought forth to us. And prayerfully, we understand more about the suffering that you took for us, someone you didn't know and showed love for, Heavenly Father. And I thank you. I thank you for dying for me, that I may try to live the way you would have me to live and do your will. Bless our families, dear Lord. Bless those that weren't on here and their homes and families. And just strengthen each and everyone's. Help us all to be stronger in you, dear Heavenly Father, and our living for you. And living as and let people see the light in us, the Christian that we profess to be. Let us do your will. Bless all of our homes, strengthen our bodies where we weak, build us up where we're torn down. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all
Amen.
for this evening.
Thank you. Thank y'all.
Thank
And I wrote all y'all stuff down so I can look back on.
you. Yeah, thank
Amen. Amen.
you. One of y'all, please.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right, Naomi. Take where the little hand at?